Let's go ahead and take a moment and bow our heads in prayer this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you made yourself available to us. At times you have seemed distant and perhaps silent even in our own lives. We thank you that in the gift of Jesus, we know that you were made available and we know where to find you. We know where to find forgiveness and love through your Son, Jesus. Now, Lord, today we pray that we would return that and that we would be a little more available to you, to your voice in our lives, to how you would want us to serve you and serve others in your name. We also pray that we would be made more available to our neighbors and our community, that you would guide us to bring love, peace, and mercy into the lives of others that we live with. And finally, Lord, we do pray for those in our peace congregation that are not able to be here, those that are homebound, and those that are perhaps lonely and in distress. Today we remember our shut-ins, Lorraine and Fran, Gary and Peggy, and all those who are not able to be with us this morning. Bless their day, and may you visit them as well. Lord, also we pray for those who are sick today, those that are not able to be with us and undergoing stress, specifically prayers that were uplifted this morning for Bruce and Tom, and also for Marion as well. We thank you for the mercy you give to us and the healing you give to us through your Son, Jesus. Now, Lord, as we continue our program, we pray that you would continue to lead and guide us, that we would be open to the message you have for us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And we are going to start our program in the right place, at the right time, with the right person. We're going to Bethlehem. It was the right place. This was where the prophets and in the Old Testament promised where God would build Israel. And it was the right time. Because, as we'll find out in our program today, this was the time in which the census was being taken. It was the perfect time for Joseph to find the inn in the city of Bethlehem. And, of course, we know it was the right person. This is the Savior, the promised Messiah in the Old Testament. Jesus was born in Bethlehem.